I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Okay, so this is a mini episode for you guys. It's a little bonus treat, a little snack. Make sure you do go check out our other episodes in our archive, though. This isn't our episode for this week. We do have one coming up with Cameron Esposito. But Chrissy the Friendturn has returned from Coachella. And, well, I'm sure you can guess how that went. So here's our interview with Chrissy. Chrissy the Friendturn, who has just returned from Coachella, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, had me in a real tizzy, knowing that this one, being the methed out flake that she is, popping up, going away, doing whatever it is that she's coming in and out at her, on her own terms. Fuck malls. It's Chrissy's world and I'm just living in it. You know how nervous I was with you going away. Honey, are you in one piece?
I'm in one piece physically. I'm in a couple pieces emotionally. Coachella has a way of fragmenting your identity, especially if you take drugs there. But I didn't take any drugs while I was there, which was kind of a mistake.
This is weird. You didn't drink and you didn't do any drugs.
I didn't drink or do drugs because I was there for work. Thought Catalog paid to send us there because we got the press badges last minute, like the week before. And then we were like, Mom, Dad, can you please like get us a hotel, to our employers? And they did. And we scheduled a bunch of interviews. And so I wanted to be sober for them. But that was kind of a mistake because like it's a fun space and you should be like loose when interviewing people a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like festival and drinking, even if there's work in the mix, they go hand in hand. So, and it's almost like, this is so bad. I shouldn't. I'm almost regretting saying this as I'm saying this, but you're not doing your job if you don't get fucked up at Coachella.
Right. So that's pretty much everyone's reaction when I tell them that I was sober there. And like midway through, so we went on Thursday night. Yeah. And then we were there. The festival started on Friday. Coachella's over now, but there were 2 weekends of Coachella, which is a fucking mess, in my opinion, to do that.
Well, it's just become such an ordeal now. Like, when I first moved to LA, it had already been going on for a while, and I think it had been going on for, like, 5 or 6 years, and people had started to, like, turn on it and, like, say it was, like, what people do to Burning Man now. Like, yeah. That's been happening with Coachella for, like, 4 or 5 years, right. Where it's just, like, celebrities, models, randoms, names, people, everyone flocks to Coachella. I'm proud to say I've never been. I have friends that like have bought their tickets 1 full year in advance, rented out like the Frank Sinatra house in Palm Springs. Like I've had friends who have done do that whole thing every single year. I'm a Bonnaroo girl. I would rather be trapped in humidity than desert heat. And that's just like, I also don't love California. And that part of California enough to want to go isolate myself out there, because one thing about Coachella, like any other concert, like good luck getting out of the parking lot. That takes 3 days.
Yes.
So, and if you pay for an Uber, like you guys were staying an hour away, which is not uncommon. We did that for Bonnaroo 2 years ago. And I felt like kind of like I was cheating everyone on the experience, because If you're not like, you know, as Morgan Murphy said, like shitting in a Frisbee, like you aren't living the reality of what that life is.
Yeah, it's like a Coachella lifestyle to do the camping, and you could see who was doing the camping and who wasn't.
Yes.
And so it's like it's Coachella. It has like a caste system. So you get like there's a VIP wristband, which means like nothing. There's a VIP area, but it doesn't help you watch the concert any closer. It just puts you away from the plebs to like drink your beer and like have a vegan hot dog.
See, I've always had that at Bonnaroo, and I always really appreciated that, because as I've gotten older and older, and I'm not like an old grumpy person, like for Luda, like I was in the thick of people, but I was like, this
Luda
is
Ludacris was at Bonnaroo?
Yeah, the first year I went. But anyway, like I stood in like a sandwich of humans.
Yeah.
And I think I did that for Passion Pit too, which was just like everyone was on so much Molly.
Right.
But I like the VIP if you can get it. It's not bad if you can get it, just simply because like it's nice not to be sandwiched in that heat.
Definitely. And to have people, like your oasis away, like
right,
your break time in VIP I get.
And I think it's kind of a joke. I love live music. Like concerts have been such a huge part of my life. But I feel like you're getting the same experience if you're standing in the back or if you're standing in front of the stage. And so I don't understand this like get up front culture, because anytime I've done that, I've gotten injured. Like I've been up against the rails before because I stood out there for 3 hours waiting.
Yeah.
But like I basically like broke a rib in the process.
Yeah, you die. Like people crowd surf over you. You get like kicked in the head. Some guys like, not boner, but like some guy's crotch is rubbing against you from the back always.
I've been molested at like every concert I've ever been to. It's not fun.
No. And that's – so we weren't doing that, and that was good. But like, yeah, it was just the caste system part of it like blew my mind, because people pay so much more for that VIP oasis. And we didn't have VIP until the last night, because Jeremy from Vine.
Hey, Jeremy.
This dude, Jeremy got us VIP wristbands for the last night, like right before Drake went on.
How did you meet Jeremy?
Jeremy, we met in the media tent. He's a very nice guy. Shouts to Jeremy. He was also like having a similar Coachella experience to us, because he was sober and working the whole time. He was like managing all the Vine stars who were there, which we also met some Viners.
That sounds like the worst thing that could – that sounds like a not fun job, but okay.
No.
Poor Jeremy.
Poor Jeremy, but Jeremy – and he was there like without his boyfriend who was in New York.
I was going to ask who hooked up with Jeremy, but there we go. He has boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. So Jeremy was interested in us purely on a friend level, which was wonderful, because everyone – there were so many media tent leers – who were just like staring at our tits the whole time, and that was uncomfortable. So there was that. But we got VIP, had one drink, and then he said to us, like, I have one production wristband, which will get you up front and you watch where like all the other artists are. So like where Rihanna would be watching from.
Right.
And he was like, I have one of those. One of you can have it. So I gave it to Ari, my coworker. And I watched Drake alone in the crowd, which was fun because I was just with strangers. But then Ari saw Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
Live and in person, walked next to her.
I would die.
I know. And that was like the one person that I was like, if you see Rihanna, you need to take in every single detail so you can tell me. And so she did. She detailed like her outfit, her laugh, which is very familiar. She was with ASAP Rocky. She was wearing wonderful leggings and braids. And she, Ari walked in front of her, and Ari's ass was like out at this point because
yeah.
we had changed into like our slutty concert clothes. And so Ari thinks she stared at her ass.
Okay. See, I always, Rihanna follows me on Twitter, not to brag, but I've always, she's one of those people that I admire so much mm-hmm. that I almost can't bear the thought of seeing her. Like, I was like no. that about Gwen Stefani for a really long time. Like, I was like, I hope to God I never meet Gwen Stefani because I will just, like, there's no one higher to me. And if I meet her, like, all of a sudden I'm going to know. And I don't think I would find out anything disappointing about her. It's just like that stage of my life where I'd never met Gwen Stefani would officially be over or seen her. I yeah. would, it would be over. And I couldn't handle that thought. That's kind of how I feel about Rihanna.
That's exactly how I feel about Rihanna. And so I'm happy that I didn't see her because then that would be like, now I have no hopes. Every year I'm like, this is going to be the year that I meet Rihanna. So like
I did that with Jay-Z. That was my New Year's resolution, yeah. like 12 New Year's in a row. Like I just want to meet Jay-Z this year.
Did it ever happen?
Never happened.
So you're still in that stage.
But
like
I've been in the same room as him a few times, but I've never met him. So it's aspirational, yeah. But I don't know if I actively work that resolution anymore just because I feel like I've met enough people and had it not be the fruitful, wonderful yeah. moment that I hoped it would. Like it wasn't the magical moment where I'm pulled into the VIP and like
fed well
yeah fed blunts and like you know whatever. What I want to know though, because you were sober, you probably notice this better than most people, biggest hot mess you saw at Coachella?
This girl, before 2 p.m we're in the Sahara tent, which is where like all the EDM goes on, and she was going buck wild on Molly, just like flailing her limbs everywhere in a crop top, like tits out, and grabbing strangers and being like, go fucking crazy, come on, and like scratching people.
That's like a person who never does drugs and wants everyone to know mm-hmm. she's on drugs, like yeah. because you don't need to act like that. There's nothing in Molly that makes that happen to you. In fact, everything about Molly makes you do almost the opposite.
She might have not been – I've never done Molly, so I'm bad at recognizing it except for, like, in dehydration and, like – so I can recognize some symptoms of Molly, but she was, like – she might have been – she was just on one. She might have been, like, on coke. She might have been not on anything at all and just super stoked.
It sounds really, like, upsetting to be on coke at a music festival.
Yeah, I saw people do coke there.
Couples fighting?
I saw a breakup in front of the Samsung tent.
Oh, what happened?
I think one of them wanted to see Run the Jewels and the other was too fucked up. Yes.
Oh my God. And what do you think, it's a real breakup or do you think they went home and were like...
No, they definitely worked it out. It was like, she was like, I'm fucking done with you and like couldn't finish her sentences. And he was like, drink the water. I'm so sick of this. I'm done too. After this, I'm done. After we see Run the Jewels, I'm done. So I'm imagining that they went to Run the Jewels and she became hydrated and like probably apologized.
Got it. Yeah, those, I feel like there's probably between the heat, the drugs, the general anxiety. I mean, look, every music festival you go to, you're going to miss people. Like,
Oh, you mean like sets?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like miss your friends.
No.
Because I was there being wistful. I was like, I wish I was here with so and so.
Oh, no. I was making up, like, I always would get the Bonnaroo app every year. I'm not going this year. That's why I'm talking past tense. Get the Bonnaroo app and make my schedule in my phone before I even left. Like, that's how I would get excited for it.
Yeah.
But you go, if you make it to a quarter of those shows, you're lucky because yeah. you take a pee break, that's 45 minutes of your life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you gotta get over the emotional aspect of missing certain things. But I want to know, because like I did see one person who just came back from Coachella the other day and she immediately was like, I'm sorry, like my serotonin levels are like on the floor. And I want to know, what percentage of people there do you think are on Molly or other? Yeah, like Molly specifically. Weed, I don't count because it's just.
Molly specifically, I feel like I felt like I didn't see a lot of people having a great time. everyone was like on their phones during the shows, very like cognizant of what was happening, arguing about the next person they were going to see, like taking pictures on DSLRs for like fashion blogs. Like it was, I feel like probably like 20% maybe. Maybe 10.
That just sucks because it does sound like, now that you say it, like the thing that I've always enjoyed about Bonnaroo, while I've always been there for some sort of work purpose, is I've always had so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the kind of fun that work should be like, in a way, is that like you shouldn't be at that place where you're just being a machine. I mean, I think that could be bad advice, but I feel like if you can't have fun like that in your job when you're at an event like that, then like either the event is boring or like your job is boring.
Yeah, like you're doing it wrong. Yeah. I felt in many ways that until we like finally chilled the fuck out on the last day that like we were doing it wrong. Like, because we would see artists and get really excited, and then like it would automatically go back into like, oh shit, we have to do this, this, and this. Oh my God, what are people going to think doing this and that? Because we were like babies there. Like everyone in the media tent was like, legit or 14 and like a fashion blogger, and then it was obvious.
Yeah.
So we were very nervous about it and didn't really get to do drugs.
So because we have a lot of aspiring people who listen to this, let's say you're going to cover an event like Coachella, you have to travel and go to like this big thing that may or may not be your scene. My number one rule, I'll just throw this out there first, is you have to ask for per diem. You need that cash to cover your water. Water's like $8. Like food, beer, gas, like all of that stuff costs a lot of money.
And a locker.
Yeah. And you can.
A locker.
And you can't. Like you can't lose money on a job. So there's that. I mean, unless this job is like a game changer and it's going to cost you only like $200 and the rest of your life is set up if you do this job really well. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, maybe go out of pocket. But I always, that's the first thing I always worked out was like, how much cash you giving me to have fun? Like,
for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, what would be your tips?
For to do Coachella or like any music festival like that. I would say go into it with your per diem if you can get it. And then if not, if you're just like some blogger who got lucky and like somewhere is giving you a byline, like you got in by chance, then just like, do spend like your $300 on it and like try to ball out on a budget as much as possible. Eat shitty food, like eat French fries and pizza and like whatever the line is shortest for. Like don't be gluten free by choice during a music festival. That's like a horrible idea.
I mean,
meet
I
a lot
feel
of strangers,
like
interview
way,
strangers.
The only way you can properly report on something is if you live it.
Yeah, like Gonzo style. Like yeah, we should have gone into that. And at moments we did, but a lot of times I felt like more of a fly on the wall than like a participant of Coachella. And I should have just gone like full Chella bitch and like been side boobs out on Molly.
Floral crown.
Yeah,
Are people still doing the floral crown?
People are still doing the floral crowns like crazy. And bindis. White girls wearing bindis was a huge thing. Like,
that's
just everything
really
that
offensive to me.
So hard. Yeah.
I find that to be, like, really offensive.
Yeah, it's
not
gross.
When Gwen like, did it, though. She's flawless to me.
Gwen was more of, I feel like, Gwen's an artist.
Yeah. So she can do it, not some random girl who drove in from, like, Torrance.
There weren't a lot of Indian headdresses, but there were some. Bindis were definitely the new Indian headdresses and like adorning jewelry that is clearly cultural, like the nose ring with the chain on it and shit like that. But it wasn't worn in such a way that it was like mixed into a look. It was like a look. Like it was like the culture was the look.
That's like
the fine line of appropriation that you need to like walk or like you need to figure the fuck out for yourself if you're a young person, because like if you look like you're incorporating it into a style and like it doesn't stand out, fine, but these girls straight up looked like they were like an Indian face throughout the whole festival.
Yeah.
And dudes were just like bro styled, like electric,
just disgusting
neon colors.
Like everything I'm not attracted
to. Oh, the worst. And like those are the people that weren't in VIP, so that was nice, like the festival bros. But yeah, those were the egregious like style mistakes, and people are still doing that. And there's a whole just like Coachella style that just doesn't make any sense.
I do want to give a quick shout out to a Twitter feed that's always been a big help to me when I've been going to festivals or anything. It's at Festival Snobs, and they give you really. I've been to Outside Lands. I've been to I'm going to ATX this year. I've been to...
when is that?
It's in June.
That's exciting.
I'm going... I've been to Bonnaroo 3 times. I love festivals. So this Festival Snobs has always been really good, just as a reference for like little pieces of info that you might not know that might be helpful to you over that weekend.
I wish I didn't know that. I need to do that. And also next fucking time.
Work that hashtag. Like the Bonnaroo hashtag was always super awesome. Like I just always was like, oh, okay, like that, oh, that's good to know. Like, oh, that's going on now. Yeah. Oh, I missed that. Like it just lets you know, it keeps you informed. And like a lot of people will tweet like, surprise, I'm here. Like that's how you find out things like that.
And so, tweet your own hashtag too. I know a writer who was there and got reached out to because she just hashtagged like, oh, Coachella, like I'm at Coachella. And an editor from Maxim emailed her and was like, hey, we need Coachella coverage. We'll pay.
That's awesome.
Right now. Yeah. That's like the dream of what would happen. And it happened. So like hashtag where you're going. Just like don't be a snob about it.
Now,
for one weekend.
Real quick. If you had to rate the Coachella, your experience on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of like you would go again, it was fun, you had fun, you think it's an enjoyable experience, it's totally worth the financial drain that it can be
if you're buying the tickets.
Yeah,
like would I buy the tickets?
Yeah.
I would rate it like a 5 or a 4. Maybe.
So you'd do it again, but only if it was convenient.
It was on, yeah, on someone else's dime, I would 100% do it.
Yeah.
And I would do it differently. I would probably get fucked up.
Yeah. Girl, I'm kind of shocked that like not even at night when like...
At Drake, I had like 2 drinks and that was it.
I would always pack like, in the interviews during the day part so then I could go live my night, you know? And then...
Yeah, we fucked up. We were just taking what people would give us too. Like the publicists were rearranging everything. And so we were like... They're like, can you do 9 p.m.? And you're like, yeah. And then we would trot on home and try to write stuff. And the Wi-Fi in our hotel didn't work. The Wi-Fi at the festival was shitty. The Wi-Fi in the media tent was spotty. And we just never could get any of our stuff up. So it was like ghosting part of the time, which is like not what you're there for. You should be there to be like, update.
You can find it. But here's the thing is you kind of shouldn't be there to be like, update. Like,
yeah,
Thought Catalog's not breaking news on Coachella. So it's like, I kind of wish that you guys have allowed yourself that experience. I'm not saying like you should regret this. You did it the wrong way, but that's definitely a learning experience for sure. Is that like, just like fucking get into it. Like when you're young and like you have the chance to be like, a fucking animal, take every opportunity you have. Why not?
Just don't embarrass yourself in like the media tent if you get that.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Sober up and wear a nice shirt and then leave. And as Jackson said to me, black out with your rack out.
Absolutely. And I think honestly, keep a fur coat in your car because that's what I did.
Real.
Yeah, I just would like throw on my fur coat at night over my bikini and I'd just walk around in that.
That's the most baller way to be. Rihanna wore a fur coat to Coachella and stunned on everyone
because at night it's cold.
Yeah, and everyone's like putting on their little hoodies like over their outfit that they planned out so well. And like Rihanna was like, I'm gonna wear a crop top and a fur coat.
People,
so you're Rihanna about music festivals.
I am kind of Rihanna. People thought I was famous at Bonnaroo. That's why I kept consistently getting backstage, is because they thought I was a famous person.
And that's
I was
what you have like, to do is like position yourself like that.
Yeah, I think they were like, well, this freak must be a musician because she's just straight up rolling in here in what was I wearing? What are they? Rain boots, a bikini and a fur jacket, and I was wearing sunglasses at night like a damn freak. Like, whatever.
Festivals are for freaks, so you have to be a freak at a festival.
Get your damn freak life on. All right, Chrissy. Well, I'm proud of you. You did lose your phone, though. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I went into the Samsung tent, and they had these phones out that you – it was like a phone store. And so I walked up to the phone, and if you took a selfie, they would put it on their big monitor. So I flipped off the phone. And I thought that was really funny. And then I left my phone there and proceeded to think that I had lost it at a show or elsewhere. And I was freaking out for like 4 hours. I called my parents. It's like, it's gone. It's all gone. I can't afford a phone. Just in general, like an asshole. And I went up to the people in the media tent and I was like, hey, if you guys find a phone. And I had to write on the marker board that was there that I lost it. It was a whole thing. It's really embarrassing. And then I found it in the Samsung tent. Shout out to Glenn. and the Samsung 10.
This is a real big tip. I think you need to, even when I would go to festivals and get super, super fucked up, I kept everything that was on me minimal, and I kept everything that was on me literally on me. So if I wasn't holding my phone, it would be nestled in my bikini top. I would figure out like the right crossbody purse that was like not snatchable, like the kind of purse that you'd bring to like Europe in the 80s when everyone would warn you about the gypsies there. Like
even like just like be fly enough to rock a fanny pack too.
Yeah.
Like something. I just
order a cheap dad one though. Don't go to American Apparel and pay $50. What they're trying to do is achieve the dad look, and they're really just spending a lot of money. You can literally find a fanny pack for $5.99.
Yeah.
They should not cost money.
Like stay strapped. Just like keep your stuff on your person. I tried. I had like a little backpack with me and everything, and that was like my downfall is that for 1 second, I had my phone in my hand and put it down and then like walked away.
So
like,
get don't fucked have your stuff up, in your hands like alert. An animal.
Like, yeah. Put it on your body.
I think because I smoke and I always have my cigarettes on me, I'm very aware of like what's on my person.
Yeah.
Which is why I rarely lose things.
I lose everything.
Yeah.
I lost a receipt once when me and Miles were in a parking deck from the time we got it, like 2 minutes before that, to the time we exited.
I mean, well, Christy, that's why we're all praying for you. So thanks for coming and doing a Coachella recap. We really appreciate that. I'm sure that you guys out there have not heard much about Coachella. JK, even H&M has a Coachella collection. It's so annoying. I can't imagine if Bonnaroo got on that level, how annoyed I would be by it. So I totally kind of, while I'm also like, hey, guys, lighten up, I also totally respect people who are bummed about how big it's gotten.
Yeah, I respect that too. It was very corporate.
All right, guys.
Fuck capitalism.
Proud of you, Chrissy. You did a really good job. I'm actually shocked, to be honest. I really thought that there was, I mean, wow. I'm actually a little bit disappointed that you didn't get fucked up, to be honest, which is weird because that's my whole concern about you. But yeah, great job and love having you here when you bothered to show up. Bye.